For in your mighty tabernacle we do enter our precious Abba. We come before your presence to shubak you, to worship, to bow in the presence of our mighty King. For we know that this is a Kodesh assembly today, as we assemble in your mighty name to bless you and to worship you, to cry out unto you with a heart of thankfulness, that you may bless us according to your perfect desire. There is no other purpose to come into the Beit of our Abba but to worship you in your Ruah and in the power of your Emet, your truth. So we come this day, this Shabbat of our great King, to worship you and to thank you, to bless you for all things in the mighty name, Yahshua HaMashiach. Help us all today. Give us understanding that we may proceed with great wisdom and knowledge that which Yahweh has ordained for the house of Israel, that we may hold fast to your truth, that we may bless you for revelation and understanding, for we do need it in this hour. We must understand your perfect path. We must understand your ways, Abba. So bless us all today in this day yet. Your people that listening throughout different parts of these United States, those that will join us from other parts of the world, we pray for their strength. We do ask your blessings upon this gathering here today. We ask you to strengthen those that are gathered with Brother Nathan there in Houston, Texas, as they join us in this service to our great King. Strengthen Brother Jerry there in Dallas, Texas. We ask you to bless our sister Elik there in Bronx, New York. Your blessing to rest upon Brother Rex in Landrus, South Carolina. Brother David Manning there in St. Louis. Bless his mind and strengthen him. We ask you to bless Sister Barb there in Wisconsin, to deliver her from the powers that rule in her Ruah. Strengthen, I pray, Sister Tucker. The children, we ask your strength upon her husband, that his mind may be conformed to your truth, Yahweh, above all things. We ask you to bless Brother Michael, Sister Michael, and young man Alex there in Hamilton, Ohio. We ask you to strengthen Sister Catherine and Sister Pamela as they listen. Touch our precious Sister Hawkins there in Jamaica. We ask you to bless Pastor Joy today as he gathers with the brothers there at the penitentiary in Florida. We ask you to strengthen Pastor Brown and Pastor Hunter, Pastor Yisrael, Elder Baker, as they all gather today. Bless our brother and sister Heath there in Pickering, Canada. We ask you to strengthen Brother Dukes there in Delaware and to help Sister Morrison. We ask your anointing to rest upon Elder Basil as they gather together with the brothers there in Salter, South Carolina. We ask you to open up the understanding of Sister Verta there in Philadelphia. We pray that you will strengthen Brother James there in Brooklyn, New York. We ask you to bless our precious Elder Martin there in Kenya and precious Pastor Babu there in India. Touch Brother Peter in Nigeria. We ask you to strengthen Brother Jenkins and deliver him and give him strength of mind there in California. Touch your people, Yahweh, those that are listening that we do not know of, and those that have written and requested prayer. We ask you to bless our brother Wildman and his wife, Sister Peggy, there in Columbia, South Carolina, to bless them richly and mightily today. We ask you to strengthen Brother Noah there in the UK, to strengthen the young man as the assault come against him from his mother and those that believe that the most important thing is the walk of Catholicism. I pray you break the shackles of his life, and that he love you above all things, and he continue in this path. He is a young man, Yahweh. So I pray that you strengthen our young precious brother, and to help him mightily, that he is able to overcome the opposition that oppose you. Help us all in this place today. Those that are listening by the live stream, those that we know of, strengthen them. And those that we have never heard from, we pray that you bless them and cause their heart to be encouraged and to be strengthened, I pray. Help us as we endeavor to please you in this worship today. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We bless you and all the good Ocean crowd. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. For in all things we do bless you. We do praise you for this day as we inquire of you, Abba, to speak to your house and to declare unto them that thing which is egregious unto you, that is sinful and wicked, corrupt, the darkness of man's heart, full of deception, because there is no Torah to instruct, to show them the vile nature of their own lusts that they have conceived in their own heart. So I pray that you will speak by your manservant today, that he will speak to a people, to your house, wherever the remnant of the seed is, they may with great clarity and understand what you command in this hour. And you do command. You do reap where you sow not, and where you sow, you do expect a great harvest of the fruit. So we ask you in the mighty hope and promises that came by Yahshua HaMashiach. We receive the witness of HaMashiach, for he witnessed of the profound truth of our precious Abba. So we bless you this day, and we thank you for all things this day. And all the Kiddushim cried, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shalom, Eliashem. May Yahweh bless you today. You may be seated. May Yahweh give us strength. He gives us strength and understanding of his words. I want to say to this house and to each of you, he doesn't play a role in our lives at all. It is the sin of this generation. It is the corruption of this people that plays a vital role in their lives. And that is why there are so many things that transpire in our lives that they ought not to transpire. And we give ourselves over unto sensual things that ought not to be. And it should not be. It is not a true sign of the people of Yahweh. There's a true sign of his people, and there is a fruit of abundance that comes forth from his people. I do not care whether you're young or old, it makes no difference. I want to read something in scripture, and I want you to hear it. Because there is a spirit that is so vile. Do you understand what Yahweh did with this Mishnah? He gave us four concerning him. Do you understand that? Now this is a generation that says that it loves everyone. Isn't that so? And yet he gave us six to deal with our brothers. The brotherhood, the fellowship, the relationship between one another. He thought for sure that four would make sure that you would know who he is. And he had to give you six to deal with each other. Quite strange, isn't it? It's quite strange, isn't it? That he had to give us six commands of instructions to deal with each other with an honest heart, with integrity, and pure intent. Did he not give us that? He had to give us six instructions to deal with our brothers and our sisters. And yet because of the diabolical scheme of darkness in the minds of many today, they do not even know how to deal, how to live one with the other. So it's not a Yahweh. And I would deal with something today that if it touches you, and I will deal with you personally. I intend to do that. I have no compunction doing that. Because it is a vile nature. It is corrupt. And it corrupts everyone that is touched by it. I want to begin in Shemoth. In the book of Exodus. It says in Exodus chapter 20 verse 1. Does it say that these are the things, or this is what Yahweh spoke? Are these not the words that he literally spoke from his bosom? What does it say? Exodus chapter 20 verse 1. Alright, slow down. It says, and what? And who? Was it Moshe? Was it Aharon? Was it some prophet or some man? It says who? It says who? It says who? It says who? So it is emphatic who spoke this. And Yahweh did what? He spoke. He spoke. He uttered. He spoke the words. Did he not speak them? So we can identify, first of all, who spoke this. And Yahweh spoke what? Some of these. He spoke partial. He spoke all these words. Now, if Yahweh speaks a word, is it pure? Is it vital for our lives? Is it very important? Does it have impactful consequences in our lives if we disobey it? So Yahweh spoke all these words. These were not the words of Moshe. These were the words of Yahweh. He spoke them. He gave them to us. And so if Yahweh spoke them to us, are they vital for us to know? Are they important for us to know? Should we hold fast to all of them or some of them? We should hold fast to every word that he speaks. Because every word is pure. This is a generation that denies. It is a mindset that rejects. It is a corrupt heart that will not hold fast to all that he spoke. So he spoke all these words concerning his personality and who he is. Did he not? He told them exactly what to do. Not to carve out your images, not to have a gods before me, because I am the sovereign ruler. He wanted them to remember his name, for his name is valid and it is not one of vanity. And remember the Shabbat and keep it Kodash, set apart for the service of Yahweh. A time, a period whereby you take great consolation and rest in him. So who spoke those words? Did Yahweh speak those words? Did Yahweh imply and spoke that to Moshe to deliver unto his house? He spoke those. Well, if he spoke those, he also spoke this one too, did he? Did he speak that? Now I will deal with that one today. I will deal with that one. Do not bear false witnesses. I want to begin here in the Shemoth. It says in the 20th chapter and verse 16, Exodus 20, verse 16. Yahweh says, He says unto the house of Israel, you shall not bear. Do you understand that? He said, I do not want you to bear, to receive, to testify, to speak. Now that is what that means, to bear. Not to speak. Now I want us to hear this today. Because I find among his people a witness that is false, and we do not know how to discern a true witness. He says, you should not bear, you should not receive. And this is a generation that loves to receive, doesn't it? It loves to hear. It loves to speak. And everything is based upon a false perception and a lie. It is a generation that loves to receive. And Yahweh tells you, don't even receive. Don't even bear. Don't even hear. Do not even allow yourself to answer them. Do not bear false. And that is a lie. A deception. Something that is based in deception. Do not bear false witness. A deception. A false tongue. A tongue that is not sure. Witness. A testimony. An evidence against your neighbor. Now who is our neighbor? Our friend? Our companion? Those that are in the fellowship of the body of HaMashiach. So he commands you, do not bear, do not receive the false witness against your brother or sister, a lie, something that is spoken, which you do not even know if the witness is evident or it is true. Now I will deal with this forthright. Do you understand that? I will deal with it personally and personally with you. And so Yahweh says, do not even receive a false witness like that. Do not receive the words of one's mouth when you look at them and you understand their witness. Don't even receive them at all. And this is a generation, and I'm talking about the people of Yahweh, that their tongues are false. And there is a false witness to speak lies and deceptions one against another. Now, I will give us understanding of what I'm trying to convey to you today, because it's vitally important. Because when one begins to speak false witnesses, and one began to bring false witnesses or testimonies against one another, it is a dark secret power of hell that rules in the inward parts. It is the power of Shaitan that controls that mind. They cannot hear the truth. They cannot receive the truth. And the power of that spirit is transmuted down to the generations of their sons and daughters. You ever seen a family whereby the mother was a whore and all the daughters were whores? You see one that the mother was a drunkard or the daddy and all the children were drunkards and the same, cut out of the same kind of the fabric? So it is when you find a mother or father that's a liar. I will deal with that. You will find the children will lie in the same breath. It is one thing about you parents, if your children are doing things that you are proud of, you take responsibility of that, don't you? You think it's your workings that have caused their little minds to be transformed, to be renewed, and to do things that are outstanding. Do you not take responsibility of that? And yet when they do things that are vile and evil, you don't want to take responsibility of that. But they do things that you perceive that makes you happy or gives some glamour to you. You will accept responsibility. Or I raised them right. I brought them up right. But when they are deceptive and full of wickedness and corruption, you don't want to take responsibility of that. You want to say that someone else is causing them to do that. You want to blame someone else for that. You do not want to take upon the responsibilities of that situation. But if it's something to make you feel good, you say, well, I did that. It is of my strength. I brought her upright. I taught her the disciplines of Yahweh. I showed her what things were important and what things were valuable to her life or his life. And so you take responsibility of that, don't you? But when they began to walk in the power of darkness, and their minds are given over unto the force of hell, you will not accept or receive that responsibility. You will not say you open the door to that vile thing to enter in. Yahweh says you don't even receive a witness, a false witness. This is Torah truth here. You don't receive a false witness against your neighbor. You don't receive that against your companion or fellow laborers. That is what a labor or a neighbor is. It is a fellow companion. It is your brother. It is your sister. So Scripture tells you, don't even receive a false witness. And yet the mind of this generation loves to receive witnesses and words against anyone. It is wrong. It is not of Yahweh. I will show you what Scripture says. Because our hearts are so dark, we will not do what Scripture commands us to do. Well, why will we not do that? Because you don't know Scripture. You don't understand Scripture. You don't understand the beauty of Scripture. It has no value, has no importance in your lives. So you will not respond to what Scripture commands you to do. Now you will respond to the corruption and the lies because that which is in you is corrupt. It's foul. It is insidious. And so you respond that way because what's in you is that way. When something is true, you will not respond with a heart of thankfulness and a heart that is appreciative to hear of the good pleasure of your brother or sister. But when there's something evil, you respond. It's a foul nature. I will get to the heart of it. That's all right, whether you stay with me or not. I will show you how foul and how insidious it is. It is the working of darkness. It is not of the true seed of Yahweh. He said, don't even receive their witness. Don't even accept the lies, the deception, the falsehood, the false tongue that they speak with. Their witness, their testimony, it has no evidence, it has no true validity to it, because you look at them, you see their lives, and you do not see the power of a true testimony or a true witness in their lives. So do not even receive their witness, their false tongue, their lies, and their false, depraved perception of one. Don't even receive it, because Scripture tells you how to receive it. It tells you what to do when you hear it. It tells you who to get involved when you hear it. It tells you who to bring into the midst of that situation when you hear it. In order that the witness may be found true or false, and that foul evil thing shall be removed out of Israel. I'm telling you, every corrupt liar, every foul liar, you're going to be removed. And that is the truth. There's nothing more vile than a liar. And that's the truth. Well, you don't have to say hallelujah with me now. That's all right. I'm all right. Because I will touch you. I will touch your granddaddy, your stepdaddy, your step-papa. It makes no difference at all. Your daddy-in-law, your mom-in-law. It makes no difference at all. Whether you concur at all, I will tell you what Scripture says. Now, if you got a battle, you go to Scripture and you battle your way. It's a vile thing when it's found among the people of Yahweh. And if you think it's a light thing, you are a fool. It is the thing that brings death. It brings a grave separation with Yahweh. And because of our folly and our wickedness, we take it lightly because we delight in such a damnable thing. It has no dynamic system to it at all. It has the power of destruction. And if you know what is walking that way, and if you do not bring them before judgment because you are that way, you're foul as they are. You're as corrupt as they are. Because you know that judgment began first in your house. And you don't want the judgment there. We don't want that. You think I'm going to be passive. Now, you're wrong. You might as well go out there under the trees and listen to the birds tweak. Okay? Because I'm not going that way with you. We will deal with the corruption of the heart of his people. And show you what Scripture says. Now I want to read this because this is a command from Yahweh. The Torah teaches us against the falsehood. And speaking falsehood against one another. It says in Shema 23 and verse 1. This is what Scripture says. It says, you shall not raise up a false report. Now what is a false report? Is it something that you have heard? Is it hearsay? Or is it based on validity of fact? And now that's what a false report is. It is a report, first of all, of deception. It is a report of lies. It is based upon insinuations. It is not based upon factual. It's not based upon what Torah teaches. So you should not even bring up a false report Put not your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Do you understand that? If someone comes to you with a false report, and you put your hand to that wicked seed to be a part of the false report, you are partakers of that sin. That is why the wicked will bring you false reports. Because they know that you are already wicked. They know that there is no righteous power of the Torah abiding in you. And so they come with unrighteous reports. The reports of deception. They're full of lies. It is the strength of Shaitan working in that one. It is the power of Shaitan. Now Yahweh gives us avenues and a way to prove whether it is the witness is true. He gives us direction how to do it. He shows us how to do it. But because of your own pride, because of your own sin and your own corruption, you will not do what Torah teaches you. And Torah teaches us how to deal with those circumstances. We got time for everything but what Scripture says. We got time to give our minds over to everything but the discipline of Torah. And Torah doesn't teach one to be a false witness. It doesn't teach one to be a liar. And there is nothing more corrupt than a liar. Nothing more vile and filthy. Nothing. And parents teach their children to lie. My mother taught me to lie. The bill collector comes, say, I'm not here. Tell them, I need this. Do that for me. And she knew it was a lie. And you teach your children to lie in your actions, your deeds, your conversation, and what spirit you open up into your house, but you want to blame someone else. No, it's your damnable wickedness. It's your vile, evil ways. It's your sadistic ways. It's your heart full of lies and corruption. It is your sneaky ways. As Granny would say, you're sneaky and you're a liar. All liars, there's not going to be one liar. It is one thing that shall not tarry before Yahweh, and that is a liar. A whore can tarry before him, but not a liar. No liar shall tarry before him. There is nothing more foul than a liar. Nothing more insidious and corrupt than a liar. And you find it as a generational thing. Mama's a liar, daughter's a liar, and their children are liars. You should not raise up a false report. Don't raise up a false report against your brother, sister, your neighbor. Put not your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Now, someone has an unrighteous witness against someone, they come to you. And you put your hands with that, of that unrighteous witness. And you join in with them, although because it's your sister or your son or your daughter, it doesn't mean a nickel with a rat's dung. Yahweh said, do not even put your hands with that unrighteous witness. Do not become a partaker of that wickedness. Do not strengthen the hand of that vile thing. Scripture says, do not bring a false witness. Do not bear false witness against your brother, against your sister, against your neighbor. That's what Scripture says. Isn't it so? And if you see a brother or sister do a thing that you perceive as a sin, then you get on your face before Yahweh. They have not sinned the sin unto death, but you open up a corridor of hell unto your life because of your lying, deceitful, corrupt ways. No liar is going to tarry before Yahweh. And the world is based upon lies, and you find it very easy to lie today. Because everything that the world speaks is full of lies. Yahweh, tell us not to be a part of this world. You don't lay hands on the things of the world. So it's taught you very well to be a liar. So children lie. Little children lie. It makes them, they have no conscience of their lies. It is wrong. He said, train them up. You teach them. You discipline them. That they will not walk with that kind of corrupt mind. It's going to destroy them. There's nothing that brings death like lies. Because it is one of the most vilest spirits of folly. That's what jokers do and comedians do. They tell lies. And jokers are full of death. And so this is a generation of the people that say they love Yahweh, but they find it very easy to tell lies. Their conscience are not troubled to tell lies. They have no trouble with telling lies. They have no deep conviction with telling lies. They have no deep conviction of bringing up a false report. They have no conviction of speaking a thing that they know nothing of. So wickedness is corrupt. It's a false witness. And Yahweh says, don't even bring a false witness against your neighbor, against your brother. And you're good at that. You're good at bringing false witnesses, especially the ones you don't like. So you'll bring a false witness. She said, he said, they said, I don't care if you don't like me. Do you understand that? I don't care if you don't love me, because you don't even have love at all. A corrupt thing like that? Why? Because Scripture commands you, let not your love be without dissimulation, hypocrisy. So how in the hell do you have love? How do you have the love of Yahweh, the heart of Yahweh? You don't have nothing. That emotion is based upon some kind of personal thing. It certainly isn't the heart of Yahweh. You do right. I will do right. And I will speak the truth. I will speak the truth whether any of you all concur with me. Whether you like me, it makes no difference at all, because we're dealing in a time where the seed of darkness has gone forth. He has been an accuser of the brethren, and that is what a false witness does. It accuses. You said, you don't know what I said. And that is what a false witness does. It accuses. It makes accusations that are false based upon a premise of their own falseness of their own heart. Based upon the premise of the lies that are in them. Based upon their busybody nature and their gossiping. And that's why they're always bringing false witnesses. Always. Anytime you have someone always ready to tell you something, they are the problem. Do you understand that anytime you have anyone that is always looking to bring a witness against someone else and never to say, I'm a wicked thing. When someone comes to me like that, then I know that that one is real. But when they come to me always talking about that one, then I search their heart. And if you come to Pastor Roberts, I'm going to deal with you first of all. I'm going to reveal what's in you first of all. And show you what you did do according to Scripture. And we will deal with that later. That's not the issue. The issue is what's in you. That's why I came to you. That's exactly why. And so a true witness will bring forth a witness of righteousness. Now, if you don't perceive I'm a true witness, then I will run from this place. Do you hear me? A false witness. A false report. Do not even put your hands with it. Why? Because whosoever, Scripture says, privately, and they do it privately, don't they? Whosoever privately slander their brother or their sister, Scripture says that Yahweh says myself, I will destroy. I will destroy them. Psalms 101, he said, whosoever privately bring a false report, slandereth, lie against them with great deception against their neighbor, their brother, or their sister, he said, I personally, step back. I will destroy them. I will destroy them. And Yahweh means that. He means what he says. Whosoever speak falsely or slandereth or slander their brother or their sister, their neighbor, Yahweh said, I'm going to destroy them. Because that's what Torah teaches. He said, I'm going to destroy them. And so we have this mindset today that bring about slandering. It lies without factual proof. It lies without the knowledge of the circumstance. If I see a brother do something that I perceive as a sin, I must understand the circumstances that caused that brother to do that. I will not just take the face value of it and say, you sin, brother. I will not do it like that. I told you all long ago, I remember one day, Brother Fred, we were driving in his vehicle in Charlotte. Brother Fred had been living here for 6 months, and the police pulled us over. And so the police asked Brother Fred, he said, look, how long you been here? Brother Fred said, I've been here only 30 days. He said, you will get a ticket because your tag is not changed. Well, Fred began to tell a lie. I did not rebuke Brother Fred. I sat there and I listened to Brother Fred and we took off. And all of a sudden, Brother Fred just stopped the car and he just began to weep and he began to cry. That's what he did. And I said to him, Brother Fred, who is not guilty of that? I said, you were trying to save your flesh. You should not have answered before you allowed Yahweh to answer. I said, I don't condemn you, my brother. And he just began to weep because he knew a man like that, I can trust a man like that. But when one has a hardened heart that is full of callous and deceit, I don't trust them. I don't want to be around someone like that. Because that is an agent of hell to spy out the liberties of Yahweh. They mean no true business with Yahweh. They are vile and they are evil. There is a proper way to deal with one that has that kind of attitude. When one comes to you privately to slander, that's why they do it privately. If it's something that needs to be exposed, you do it openly. You let it be seen. You don't do it privately, so you find your little private circle and you slander this one, you debase that one, you destroy that one. Don't you know that that is against the will of Yahweh? He said, do not even bear false witnesses. Don't preach something that is false against your brother or your sister. That's scripture. And to do that is evil. Those that slander or speak evil, bring a false report against a brother or sister. You always say, I'm going to destroy it. I don't care if it's your wife, your daughter, your son. I don't care who it is. He said, I'm going to destroy them. He takes it personal then. When you began to do that. So this is a generation that has been brought up that way, hasn't it? Just evil reports, you love that. It's a generation that loves that. You might as well say, help me, Yahweh. Come on, look to your neighbor and say, do I speak evil reports? Come on. Come on. Look, say it again. I mean, just look at someone. We should not have that kind of ruah in us. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. It's vile. It's insidious. It's the workings of hell. It's the power of darkness in that place. And that is the truth. And some of you all find it so easy to do that. Something is wrong with you. Well, you find yourself finding a great comfort. And then you take that slander and you go to someone else in the slander. And then that one take it and goes to someone else in slander. That's evil. That's evil. All men are liars, aren't they? Huh? All men are liars, aren't they? Huh? I'll read what scripture says, all right? Hallelujah. I want to read this. The Torah teaches us this. It says this in Deuteronomy chapter 19. It says this in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15. It says, one witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity. Now, do you understand that? Deuteronomy 19, verse 15. If you have a knowledge or a witness against a brother or sister, it says here that one witness shall not rise up against a man for any Torahlessness, because they have transgressed the Torah, or for any sin. If any sin that he sins at the mouth of two witnesses, not one. Now, you hear that? If a sister done wrong, or brother, now at the mouth of two witnesses, I want to show you what scripture says. At the mouth of two witnesses, or the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. Okay, we deal with the matter. You get two or three witnesses, and the matter shall be dealt with. Now, that's not how this lying, corrupt generation does things. You go to someone that is full of lies as you, you tell them. And they go to someone else that's full of lies as you, and they tell them. And then you all say you have a witness. And so you three go, or you two go to someone else and say, do you know he or she? Now, that's a vile nature. And so you will, and what you will do, you will congregate with those that are of your same nature. Liars love liars. Whores love whores. Drug addicts hang with drug addicts. Pimps love pimps. Dogs like to hang with dogs. They don't like to hang with cats. Cows like to hang with cows. And goats like goats. So a liar loves liars. And a liar will take all their lies to another liar. It's an evil thing. It's an insidious evilness and a wickedness. That's why Yahweh tells you to be quick, slow to speak. Just don't even say a thing. There are matters that you ought not to even repeat. And the one that comes to you ought to reprove them. You find someone that loves to talk. The same one that did that, I said to her one day, I said, what if you knew someone committed a sin that we would perceive as egregious? What would you do? She said, I would tell everybody. What a wicked thing. Well, I know men that have committed adultery and done things that nobody knows but me. I know women that have done things and they have talked to me. Nobody knows but me. You can't trust someone like that that's a busybody and loves to run their mouths. That's a wicked thing. That's why Yahweh command you women to work with your hands. To labor. Shut your wicked mouths. Keep yourself busy. Don't be bothering someone else's affairs. Mind your own business. He means what he says. Don't be a partaker of another man's affairs. Shut your mouths and mind your own affairs. And when someone sins like that, he says, make sure it's established, first of all. In the mouth of three witnesses, let it be established. In the mouth of one, You get the one. I will show you what it says. Okay? If one comes to you about me, or about this one or that one, Scripture says, this is what you do. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong. So if someone comes to you and say that, I will tell you what Pastor Roberts did. I will tell you what Sister Stacy did. I will tell you what Brother Yosef did. You understand that? Okay, if they come to you with that witness, first of all, if it's one, you will understand that, what is the credibility of this witness? How do I discern that this witness is true? It tells you what to do. Verse 17, then both. Does it say both? Then what? Then what? What does it say? What does it say? It said then both. Not one, then both. Then both of the men between whom the controversy is shall stand. Stand before who? Stand before Yahweh. Before who? And before who? They stand before Yahweh and before who? The Kohen? Do you hear that? They stand before the man of Yahweh and the judges. Well, who are the judges? Well, witnesses. Those that have some integrity. Now that's how you do it. So I come to you with a matter against Jermaine, you get that one and Jermaine. You get the man of Yahweh. You get other witnesses, elders, men or women, and tell the matter. That's not this wicked generation. You find someone that's wicked with them that love to lay their hands on righteousness. I don't expect to get no hallelujahs. That's all right. I intend to tear this whole house down. And so they will find someone that is of the same false nature as they are. If one man comes to you, if a man comes to me, if Jermaine comes to me and tell me, James did that, let's get him. And let's get witnesses. Come on, Deacon Benny. Come on, Elder Martin. I've always done it like that. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Sister Robert, tell me something. Let's get them. Come on. Foul, wicked nature. I know what Scripture says. Every man is a lie, isn't it? Huh? I'll answer that for you later on down the road. You don't know Scripture. We don't know them. He said you will stand before Yahweh, and you will know that they're standing before Yahweh. You will see some trembling. You will see some fear. I find a generation that loves to answer and loves to speak back. I find it with the women. The men are not like the women, so, but the women are very bodacious. He said, you come before Yahweh, and you will know that before Yahweh, because there will be a fear and a trembling. You come before the Kohen, the priests, and before judges, which shall be in those days. And we have them in these days. We have men that Yahweh has called. We have men that Yahweh has called. We have those that can judge matter. Can we not judge a matter between ourselves? If there is a situation that arises, we have to go to the court of law. Do you not know in the court of law, if you slander someone, they can sue you? If you slander their name, they can sue you. They can do that. If it's proven that they slandered, you slandered one's name. People do it all the time. They sue them because they said that this Hollywood whore said that, and she didn't say it. So they settle out of court for $100,000 or $200,000. Do you understand the perils of slander? That's why Yahweh say, if one slandereth a brother or sister, I will destroy him myself. Because that evil thing must be taken out. It has to be. Torah teaches that. Is that a little small thing? Your children lie and you want to brush it over? You don't realize how wicked you are. You must be a liar. There's nothing like a liar. Nothing. All men are liars, aren't they? Be careful how you answer that, all right? All men are liars. He says this in verse 18, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition. They shall inquire. See, you don't do that. That's what judges do. When someone comes to me, I say, all right, when did they say it? How did they say it? Where were you when they said it? And that's what a judge does. It makes inquisition. It inquires. It searches diligent. That's what it said. Does it say diligent? Does it say diligent? So when you make a diligent inquisition, how do you do that? You search every angle, don't you? You search every corridor, don't you? You search to find out the truth, don't you? So that's what a true witness will do. He shall make diligent inquisitions. And behold, if the witness be false witness. Now he deals with the falseness. If the witness be false witness and has testified falsely against his brother. Do you all hear that? To speak a lie against a brother or a sister. To speak something that you don't even know of. And you'll get upset with the one that brings righteous judgment. And yet you will side with one that is corrupt and wicked. How will you know they're corrupt? Because their countenance will tell you. Their attitude tells you how wicked they are. He said, when you bring the matter to the judge, you bring it before a judge. You don't like judges. You don't like bringing things to me because you know I'm going to judge. You bring it before the judges. They shall make diligent inquisition. They will inquire. And behold, if the witness be false, and it testify falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him, listen now, to him, as he has thought to be done unto his brother. What is that? So if one comes to you and say that, brother so did this, or sister so. You get the judges, you come before Yahweh, you come in the presence of Yahweh. And what was done to that brother against that false witness, you make sure it's done to that one. You reprove that one, you let everyone know that that one is a liar. That's what scripture says. Yahweh means what he says. Is there an account in the renewed covenant of that? Sure it is, brother. I'll show you. He said, you do unto them that that one will do unto the brother, and so shall you put the evil from among you. Now that's an evil thing. A false report is an evil thing. It's breaking the mishvat of Yahweh. It's breaking Yahweh's truth. That's what it does. And when a mind is idle, it loves to sit around and talk about idle false reports. Tell me what your mind loves to talk about. You don't love to talk about Yahweh in scripture. You love false reports. Things that are foolish, full of frivolity. No fear of Yahweh, because if you have the fear of Yahweh, you will respond that way. I don't care if all of you get upset with me. It makes no difference. I don't care about that. This is a rebellious generation. He's talking about his people. They're hard-headed. They're wicked. And you will side with wickedness over truth. That's what you will side with. Wickedness. You will uphold wickedness over truth. You will sustain a lie, substantiate a lie instead of truth. Let's get some witnesses. Let's find out if this thing is true. Now, I will tell you what will happen with the one that when you do that. If Sister Roberts come to me about you, I bring you together with the brothers. Well, if her heart is not right, she will get upset with you. And she will show her upsetness with you. But you will show her, see how wicked they are. I don't care if you get upset with me. It makes no difference. No whatsoever. But that's what scripture tells you to do. Did Yahweh speak these words? Did I read in Shema that Yahweh began to speak these words unto Moshe? Did he speak these words? Sure, he spoke them. He said, you get them. He said, you put the evil from among you. Listen to this now. Why did I rebuke her for her wickedness in that word? Why? Because it said, and those which remain shall what? Yeah. No, the first words. And those which remain shall what? Yeah. What? Yeah. Shall what? Yeah. They shall what? Yeah. To proceed to Shema, to understand with great perception, they shall hear and what? And fear. See, that has been removed. And fear, and shall henceforth and no more commit, no more it is such evil among you. They won't even do it. Because you cover the damnable sin. That's why you continue to do it. That's why you can stand here and do that. He said, you let everybody hear the matter. That you let them perceive and understand. You let them know what the matter is. And once they understand what the matter is, then they may fear. That they will not do that among themselves again. What you will do with your wickedness and your corrupt, you will take everything. Why? Because this is my sister, this is my cousin, this is my daughter. When she's married to my son, I don't give a nickel what the dog's dung. I don't care if she's married to your son, the son of a king. I don't care if it's your son's wife, I don't care. In this place, you can go out there and do what you want to, but here, you're not going to do it. Period. I don't care who you are. That's the right way to do things. And Yahweh tells us how to do it. So if someone comes to you against a sister, get the sister, all right? This is what Sister Roberts did. Okay, let's go get her. Let's go before Yahweh, the tabernacle. Let's get witnesses. And let us hear the matter. Let's hear the matter out. That's not how you do it. Why? Because you're evil. And the evil loves evil. There's certain things that they're what they call companionship. You take a tomato, it loves the redness or the beta carotene that's in carrots, and they help each other to grow. And there's certain companion crops when you plant them by each other, it stimulates one another. They send out vibes. You understand? There are vibes that they send off that stimulates the other plant. You understand? And so when you find someone of your same nature that stimulate you, then you like being around them because they stimulate your vibes. If you're a liar, you like being around liars. If you're a deceiver, you like being around deceivers. If you're a whoremonger, you like being around whoremongers. If you're full of deception, you like being around those that are full of deception. He said, no liars. Do you understand that? No deceivers. No false evil reports against one another. They're not even coming into the kingdom. What about the whores? And Brother Patrick vividly brought that out to us on Wednesday. They're vividly.
straightforward.
They're not going into the kingdom. So he gives us six instructions. Six of them. Do not bear witness against your neighbor. Do not bear false. If there's a witness against your neighbor, let it be, first of all, established in the mouth of two people. And then once it's established in the mouth, the third one will make sure that we take this before the this thing is true. But if it's not found true, why did he deal with this here? If it's not found true, because most of the time, people, what they say against one another is not found true. That's what it is. He said, if it be found true, then you bring them. You stand them before Yahweh. And they will know that Yahweh is making the decision on this. All men are liars, aren't they? All men are liars. He said, we will know that Yahweh is making a decision on this situation. Because he said, he that slandereth or speak evil against his brother or sister, that one Yahweh said, I'm going to destroy. And it's an easy thing for you to do that. It's an easy thing. You operate in that spirit. It's not of Yahweh. It's a spirit that is dark. It's evil. It's vile. It's sadistic. It is of the origin of darkness. It is the father. It is of the nature of Satan. When one turned their heart away from an infatuation of Torah, truth. When one loves the lust of the world more than they love Yahweh. Jezebel. He said it. And so we don't want to receive the report when it's someone that is dear to us. But if someone's not dear to us, we receive the reports. It's wickedness. You're evil. You're evil. Oh, she wouldn't lie. He will not lie. Lies. All men are liars. I read what Scripture says. He said, they shall hear this, and they shall fear. First of all, they must hear, and they must fear. And shall, those that are left and hear, do you hear this? They shall hear, and they shall fear. Because why? Because when the one come to you with an evil report, or the false report, you are true elders, men that rule the house of Yahweh. You bring the congregation together. And say, now this is what David said about Jermaine. It's a lie. Understand that, David. He's a corrupt thing. He's a vile thing. We don't do that because we're concerned with emotions and feelings. To hell with your feelings or emotions. Well, I don't want to hurt nobody's feeling. You tell me you hurt the very statues of Yahweh, his heart, and you're concerned about a little corrupt, devious thing's feeling. I'm not concerned about it. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And there are folks that are listening to Pastor Robert from different parts of the U.S. It makes no difference. Because you always, people, they're very obstinate. They're sottish. They're an ignorant people. You can't teach them nothing. They're stupid. You can't show them nothing. You can't tell them nothing. And that's the way you are. Don't tell me nothing. I don't want to hear what you got to say. You don't want nobody to tell you nothing. If it's just an instructor, you don't want to hear that. You become very adamant about that. You get angry. What about you? I love listening to it, brother. Come on, brother. Let's walk. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. What about this, Elder Martin? In his broken down, colloquial, Annabella English. And he has no English. Good idea. Do it that way. No problem with that. Come on, Deacon Betty. Okay, that's good. Come on, young brother. What do you think about that? How do we do this, brother dog? How do we lay these bricks, brother Jermaine? What do we do here? Okay, no problem. Yeah, that's the way I am. Why? Because a wise man, he hears. When someone has wisdom, they hear. You don't have much wisdom, that's why you don't like to hear. You don't want anybody to tell you that, that's why you don't like to hear. You love lies and gossip and foolishness. That's the mindset of this world. Why do you think they pay some Jezebel, some twisted-minded, twisted little whore, short off a naked little 198-pound body, nothing there, titties stuffed with silicone, and they pay a Jezebel like that $25 million a year to get before you tell you lies. Because that's what the world loves. I'm in this world, but I'm not of the nature of this world. I'm not of this world. I don't have the lust of this world. It doesn't burn in my heart. And as honor, the scripture says, give honor where honor is due. The matter of Yahweh, they rule well. He's worthy of double honor. Do you understand that? I don't take one word back. Nothing at all. You can get mom and daddy and kin folks, oh, husband and wife make so different together. I will still stand on this. Are you in error? No, I'm not in error. This is what scripture tells us. You bring them together that all may fear, that they may hear what is said, that this lying one may be exposed. And so when it comes to someone else with the witness, you will say, hold up, let's get them then. Let's make sure this right. That's not hard to do. See, if you love a brother or sister, you will do that. And that if you love them, you will correct them before time. You will correct them of that sin then. That sin does not carry over with them. That is what love is. When parents speak to their children, when I was growing up, it is a thing that I could have done something that was mischievous. My mother would have let me off. I could have done things like breaking out a window. But if I did this, she gave me a great lenience if I told her the truth. It was only when I lied to her. It was only when I told her a lie that her wrath would be poured out upon me. But if I told her the truth, she would be very lenient with me. She would not deal with me as hard. She would deal with me differently. She would deal with me with more tenderness. But if I told her a lie, her wrath would come down. Her anger will be vented upon me because I told her a lie. That's the power of a lie and how it destroys. There have been men that are in prison because of lies. You reading someone's lips, you don't know what they said. There are men in prison behind that. There are men that have been falsely accused because of a lying false witness. Their daughters and sisters have been falsely accused of one another because of a liar. You know they're liar. You will not challenge their lies because you're full of the same evil. What I challenge liars because I know I'm not a liar. All men are liars, aren't they? We see what Scripture says. You see what Scripture says. All men are liars. Was Yahshua a liar? Was Yochanan a liar? Was Shaul? All men are not liars. All men are not liars. There are men that are liars. But all men are not liars. No more than all women are liars. All are not liars. But when there is a liar, you bring and you do what Scripture says. You expose them. Why? Because they will not work with that insidious work that they work with. You expose them that others may see, others may fear, and they may know their tongue. How do you know a witness is true? How do they convict someone in a court of law? You see how twisted our minds are? They have to have, they don't really, you can't really convict someone on circumstantial evidence. A circumstance to just say, well, Gene said that he did that. Well, let's question Gene. Does the defense lawyer, does he inquire diligently? Okay, Gene, if she did that, okay, I would ask you a question. Have you ever been to prison? They always deal with the character, don't they? Do they deal with the character? That's what they deal with, the character. What did you spend time in prison for? Okay, can I ask you a question? You were in prison for what? Stealing? Check forgery? Okay, you were convicted on February 3rd, 1986. What was that for? Well, I stole something. But you went before before the magistrate and you told him you did not. Did you not make that statement? Yes, sir. So they deal with the they don't deal with circumstantial evidence. They deal with evidence. So you question, you inquire. That's what you do with our brothers. Come on, if man got the sense to do that, are we that ignorant? Are we that selfish and stupid? If natural law says that, then we do the same thing. We're watchmen. We're careful with our brothers and our sisters. If they don't mean a nickel with a rat's piss to you, you don't care. You know a brother's falling into that. I want to know, come here, brother. Come here, brother. Come, let me talk with you, brother. Let's talk about this. Okay, that's how it went. Okay. All right, come here, Jermaine. You said he did that? Come here, Deacon. Come here, Elder Martin. Oh, you all may hear me. Come here, Deacon Bailey. Come here, Elder Martin. Come on. Come to the house. I need you. Come over here, Brother Jermaine. Why? Because when you hear that, you know I'm dealing with the circumstance, all right? Because I want the witnesses. I want to have more than one witness. I don't like talking to people by myself because I know how people are. I like to have witnesses. So I can hear what I say. You understand. That's the way it should be done. That's what Scripture says. And so you don't convince someone on circumstantial evidence. Let's inquire. Okay, who else saw him do that? Just you? Okay. Now, if they stand before Yahweh, if his heart is sincere with Yahweh, will he not break down? Will he not cry? Sure he will. If he's sorrowful for his sin. It does me better when I see someone, when the one that breaks down, I know that Yahweh's dealing with him. But the one that is staunch and haughty and arrogant, I know that Yahweh's not dealing with him. The one that does that, I know that's corruption there. And always there. If you would tell a lie to your mom, old man, what would she do? Huh? Kill you. That is one of the most insidious things there is, a liar. You can't trust a liar. I don't like liars. I don't even want to touch them. That's the truth. Why? Because it's the same accusation. When they wanted to impale Hamashiach, what did? Did they find true witnesses? They found what? Don't you see how vile that is? A false witness would kill a brother or sister? Do y'all understand that? You don't understand the power of that? Let every man speak the truth. If you know the truth about your brothers, just pray for them. You won't pray for nothing. We're lazy as hell. We're not going to pray about the issue. You want to find someone else to even slander it even more. That's what you do. No, you don't covet your brother's sin. You covet. I pray with you, brother. Come on. All right, sister, you've fallen. I understand that. Now, I wasn't going to condemn Brother Fred because I've done that. Trying to save my flesh. I want to define that. I want to show you, because I want to deal with two aspects of this. It says in the Hebraic, it's kozab, kozab. A liar is a deceitful, treacherous, deceptive person, full of lies. They're disappointing, and they're proven to be a liar. When someone tells you a lie after a lie, it's proven to be a liar, right? When they bring you false reports, you know they're proven to be a liar. So a liar is a proven commodity. And also the Hebraic word, it expresses it this way, bad. B-A-D, bad. It is one that is empty of idle talk. It's a liar and has no truth in them. An empty person. That's what a lie is. It's vital I deal with this, that you may understand the importance of rooting out that vile thing, because it's vile. Yahweh hates liars. Do you all hear me? He hates liars. He literally hates a liar. That's why he hated Esau. He was a profane and vile thing. He loved your uncle, but Esau he hated. I don't care what this wicked word says, he hated him. He hated Esau. So he hates a liar. That's why he said, personally, I will destroy them that lie against a brother or sister or slander them. That's why your words better be few. And you better be careful with your words, how you speak against your brother or your sister. Your words better be few. Touch not my prophet, do my anointed, do my people no harm. He means what he says. And I will not cover the sin for anyone, not Sister Roberts, or anyone. No shame, no fear of Yahweh. That's why they can do it. We take up for those that we like, don't we? I love Yahweh, that's why I take up for him. I'm taking up for him. I'm set for a defense of the message. I'm defending word today. I don't give a nickel's worth of wrath tongue about your flesh. I'm defending what he says. Oh, men are liars. I want to read this from Shirach. It says in Shirach, listen to this, chapter 20, verse 22. It says in Shirach, a man may lose his life through shame, or lose it because of his foolish looks. He may lose his life. A man may for shame make promises to a friend. What are you saying? That because he's ashamed to say he can't do it, he will say, look, I promise you I'll do it. He's not certain what he's doing. So he will bring himself to shame because he promised someone something. And someone will say, you lied to me. You said you would do this. And you said you would do that and you didn't do it. So a man will make himself ashamed because he wants to hold on to his friend. So it's not that he's trying to deceive his friend. He's telling them, look, friend, I'll do it. He's not absolutely certain what he's going to do, but he said, I'll do it. So he will bring himself to shame because of a friend and needless make him an enemy. Because he said, you lied to me. You're not truthful. You're not telling me the honest truth. I'm not your friend. Do you all hear that? That's what he's saying. And it says this, a lie is an ugly blot on a man. It's an ugly thing. It's an ugly thing. That's what it says. A lie is an ugly blot on a man. It is continuously on the lips of the ignorant. You find someone that lie, they are ignorant. A lie is continuously on the lips of the ignorant. Now that's what it says in Shirach 20:22. A liar, one that lies, you will find them continuously lying. Because they're ignorant. They're ignorant of the consequences of their lies. They don't think of what it's going to affect. And how it's going to take detriment upon them. You lie, you begin to destroy your being. And when you find a liar, they lie continuously. I tell you often, I had a brother. I have a natural brother. He is a pathological liar. The man lies and he knows he's lying. He would tell you a lie. He would tell you that's green and you're looking at it, it's red. Now that's the kind of liar he is. And the people of Yahweh are worse than that. He doesn't know Yahweh. We're supposed to have fear of Yahweh. And for us to lie, don't bring a false report against your neighbor. It's not based upon any evidence of truth. We do everything within even their law because their law falls under the jurisdiction of the Torah. And we're not going to break Yahweh's law. So we're not doing anything. I don't fear them coming in here and tearing this place to hell. Why? Because I'm not a rapist. I'm not a liar. I'm not a thief. I'm not those things. So I don't fear that. Period. And so a lie is an ugly blot on a man. When you are found to be a liar, it always sticks with you. It's an ugly blot. It is contagious upon the lips of the ignorant. A thief, now listen to this. I would rather have a thief. A thief is preferable. A thief is preferable to a habitual liar. I'd rather sit with a whore because a whore would just tell you, look, I'm doing this because. But a liar, it's nothing like a habitual liar. It said a thief is preferable to a habitual liar. But the lot of both of them is ruins now. They both want to be brought down. But if you have to choose between a liar and a thief, choose a thief. Because you know the thief is just going to steal. A liar will do anything. I don't care what it is. Why? Will Shatan do anything? Will he do anything? He will do anything. There's nothing with that beyond his reaches that he will not do. He will blaspheme Yahweh. He will steal. He will kill. That's what he will do. And for you to substantiate lies and to defend lies, you corrupt. I don't care if it's coming from your daughter, your son, your husband, your wife. I don't care who it's coming from. A liar, there's nothing like a liar. I'd rather prefer a thief. I'd rather prefer a drug addict. Because I know a drug addict, don't put nothing down, he's going to steal because he's trying to take his fix. A liar. You can find drug addicts will not tell you a lie. But a liar, habitual liar, everything they say is full of lies. They talk lies. They say things they didn't know nothing of. So a thief is preferred over a habitual liar. Why? The disposition of a liar brings dishonor. That's what it brings. It brings dishonor to everyone. It's a dishonoring thing among the people of Yahweh to have to deal with liars. To deal with their lies and their accusations, the insinuations. It brings dishonor. And his shame is ever with him. He who speaks wisely will advance himself. And a sensible man will please great men. A man that speaks wisely, he will advance yourself, but not a liar. You ever worked on a job where you had liars? I've worked on jobs. And a liar is a blot. When you find a liar, you will find someone that is full of dishonor. No one with honor. A liar has no honor with no one. They will lie on mama, daddy. It makes no difference at all when you find a liar. They will do that. They have no love. But a wise man, he will advance himself because he's sensible. He will do things in a sensible way, in a wise way. Yahweh is not going to give any kind of lenience with any liar. Whether it's Dave Roberts, Gene Roberts. Not at all. Whether it's you. He's not going to give any kind of lenience. Because this is one thing that brings such evil in the house. It opens the corridor to darkness. Hallelujah, Yahweh. All men are liars, aren't they? This is what David says in Tehillim. It says in Psalms 116, verse 10. And David, in his desire to be faithful unto Yahweh, he says this. He says, I believe now, therefore, have I spoken. Tehillim, Psalms 116, verse 10. He said, I was greatly afflicted. Is that what he says? He said, I said in my haste, all men are liars. Is that true? David said, I said in my haste, because of my own wickedness, because of what I've done, all men are liars. All men are not liars. He said, in my haste, all men are liars. He said, I made a statement because of my anger, my frustration. All men are liars. All men are not liars. All men are not fornicators. All men are not adulterers, brother. All men are not thieves. All women are not liars. All women are not adulterers. All women are not thieves. He said, I spoke in my anger because of my affliction. I said, all men, Dale's a liar. Jermaine's a liar. Eldon a liar. No. All men are not liars. He said, I spoke in my haste. No more than all women are liars. I spoke hastily that all men are liars. No, he said, let every man be a liar when it comes to Torah. If I don't do what Torah says, then let me be a liar. But let Yahweh's Torah be truth. That's what he means. All men are not liars. All men will not lie to you. All men are not liars. They're not thieves. They're not greedy. So he spoke in the midst of his indignation, his anger, that all men are liars. He said, I said in my haste. I said in my anger. I said without even thinking about what I'm saying, cognizant of what I'm saying, all men are liars. But all men are not liars. All men are not liars. All men do not have that lying spirit. That's a vile thing. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, whether you appreciate me or not, that thing must come out of your heart. And it must be cleansed and cast out. That's something vile there. If you got the true witness of Yahweh, you will bring witnesses. That is the power of Shatan. He goes before Yahweh daily accusing, bringing a false report about the brothers. And if you love anyone, you will want to make sure the witness is true. And if the witness be true, you fall down with that one. And you pray for that one. Not to give you something to congregate about and to talk about and to defame and to assassinate them even the more. You that have not sinned, cast a stone. These things are real among the people that call themselves people of Yahweh. All men are not liars. I don't have to lie to you about the finances or anything. All men are not liars. I don't fear that. I don't have to hide nothing. Why? Because there's nothing to hide. A liar hides everything. They hide behind their lies. If Yahweh be for me, then all the world, wife and all, can be against me. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a warrior. And I conquer. Do you understand? So there's nothing you can do. Nothing. We come into the time whereby we sit at the table of Yahweh for Pesach. And you don't search your heart for that kind of damnable leaven. You've done it every year and you know you're lying. You lie continuously. And you look for things to gossip and lie about. You're corrupt. Even a dog, when I feed those dogs the other day, Bethany brought me the bones. There's one thing about Shaka, he gets annoyed. Dusty will kind of settle down. He gets annoyed. He wants to eat when he sees food. And he'll actually snap at me. I said, that's all right, fool. I got something for you. What do I got for him? I put a 38 slug right in there. Boom, boom, boom. I wouldn't even have to do that. I get me a stick and go in there and whip the fire out of him. I beat his head off. So he gets annoyed. He gets annoyed. He doesn't want to. His mouth starts foaming. He look at me. See, come on. Hannah gave me a stick. She said, here, Pastor Beth Omega. Here, Pastor Robinson. Yeah, bring me the stick because I will bust his head. You don't eat until I say you eat. I said, sit down. You sit down for a while. I said, sit down. Sit down. Now, when I feel like it's time for you to eat, I'll feed you. I give you the food. But don't think because you act like a fool, you're going to make me give you the food. That's the way we think. That's so wicked. That's wickedness there. That's wickedness. All men are not liars. David said, in my haste, in my trepidation, in my great battles, I said, all men are liars. In my haste, but all men are not liars. You're the liar when you call all men liars. Now, Lamar doesn't sit down and lie to me. All men are not liars. I was talking to the brothers the other day. I said, I've always told you all this story. I haven't lied about it. I said, I've told you up to this part. Now I'll tell you the rest of the story. Brother Patrick and someone else, I believe. I said, I told you up to that part. I said, I didn't deceive you. I just told you part of the story. I said, I didn't lie about the story. I just didn't tell you the end of the story. Well, because it wasn't pertinent at that time. I will tell you up to here. And don't worry about the rest. If I want you to know the rest, I would tell you. What we like to do is add to what's been told. No, the story's been told here in the Torah. Brother sin, brother's a liar, sister. Bring a false witness. This is very egregious right here. You get that one. You bring them. Before the one, that one comes to tell you, this sister, bring the sister, come on. All right, let's get some witnesses. All right, let's get the man of Yahweh. And let us find out if this thing be true. All right? That's how you do it. That's righteous. That's love. If you don't have that, you don't give a nickel's worth of rats down. We don't want nobody to instruct us. Scripture says that the virtuous woman said that she worked with her hand. Her children are ruled well. They rise up, call her blessed. Her husband is well spoken of because of her attitude, her ways, and her action. He has order. And his kingdom is going to be full of order. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. You're not going to get out of hand. It's going to be ran His way. And Torah teaches us how to run it too. This is Yahweh's way. It has to be order. You deal with those that are of that kind of corrupt nature. That kind of vile nature. That insidious mindset. Full of lies. If you're a whoremonger, you're offended because I deal with the whoremongers. If you're a liar, you're offended because you're a liar. If you're a busybody in other men's affairs, if you're making false reports, you're offended. You got an effeminate spirit. If you got a bulldog or lesbian or a punk spirit, you're that way and you're offended because I'm dealing with it. And so whatever you deal with, if you're that, then it offends you because it encroaches upon you. And you get upset. The wise person will hear what you say and say, search me, judge me, Yahweh, and see if these wicked things be found in me. I don't want that in me, Yahweh. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to have that kind of heart. That's what a wise person will say. There's a brokenness, there's a contriteness, sister, and you will know that Yahweh is near that one. Yahweh is near to those of a broken heart. And He says such of a contrite spirit. How can you, brothers and sisters, say that you truly love Yahweh? That's why He gave us six of these. Honor your daddy and mama. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't bear false witness and don't covetous. Now, He knows that if you send your brother and sister, you know how to love them. How can you love him without showing the excellence of His love to them? So you will not bring a false witness against your brother and sister. You don't even bear. You don't even tell it. If you know the witness is true, then you just take it before Yahweh. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Is that the greatness of friendship? No greater love than this, that a friend that will lay down his life, or brother, will lay down his life for a friend. That's what friends will do. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh says this. Listen to this in Sirach 25. This is what Yahweh says, and this is what He hates. My soul take pleasure in three things, and they are beautiful in my sight, says Yahweh, and in the sight of men. This is what Yahweh loves. Listen. Agreement between brothers. Isn't that beautiful? Behold how good and how pleasant for brothers to dwell together in unity. Agreement with sisters. Friendship between neighbors. A friend will die for a neighbor. Friendship between neighbors. And a wife and a husband who live in harmony. Now that's all right. They have shalom. They have oneness with each other. Yahweh said, I love those three things. He said, and listen to this now. He said that my soul hates three kinds of men. Not just the sin, but He hates three kinds of men. You want to hear them? He said, I'm greatly offended at the life of a beggar who is proud. Someone that think they have something and they have nothing. Someone think they possess something and have nothing. Someone in their uplifted arrogance believe that they got something, got a job 9 to 5, and because they have a $60,000 house, they think they have something and a new vehicle. He said, I hate that. He said, I hate the men like that.